with Ed Edelblantis right here, 720 WGN.
Can't wait to hear the report from Kevin and Violetta.
All right, here we go. Here's what it is. Kevin and Violetta, you know, the millennials.
Mm-hmm. The kids.
They do the sports and the traffic.
No big deal.
In their own inimitable ways.
Yes, they do. Nice job.
They went out to the Guaranteed Rate Stadium. Now, I know, when I say that, people go...
Where?
At least two-thirds of the audience goes, I don't know what you're talking about.
Even some of the journalists covering it said, it's where the Sox play, like in their social media posts. I'm like, okay.
I know. I kept asking Kevin, I'm like, how am I supposed to say it?
Well, because we're posting stuff on Twitter, and there's all sorts of stuff on our social medias, but... It's like, all right, what do I put here? The rate, the G rate, guaranteed rate feels just too many characters. I'm only working with 140 here on Twitter, so it's like,
right.
What do I put?
They have a problem with that. And the other thing is the signage is bad.
Not good.
Like you drive by, and it's like they put up a tarp with their name on it on the side. And then Wintrust, which has the actual marquee when you drive down the Ryan. And you see, or up the Ryan, and you see the stadium. Mm-hmm. I always love that. You know, I like, you know, when you drive, no matter where you are in the world, when you drive by a stadium, you got to stare at it.
But there's
an energy to it.
There is.
But the way it was constructed, it's not visually appealing because it's sort of behind the state. And that's where there's, you know, they have the stage to set up the fireworks. It's kind of just a parking lot behind it. It's not the best looking side of Guaranteed
but
Rate Field.
The sign itself kind of looks temporary too. Right. It looks like, you know, like a church carnival or something. You know, like they hang those. Yeah, all right. Well, that's what they could afford.
A strong enough spring storm wind is going to take that thing right off.
Right.
And that's the thing. And like I would like to. I know I don't get to make this decision because this is all very corporate.
Sure.
But
high level stuff,
way above my pay grade. But just as a lover of the city of Chicago and a fan of all institutions here. That are, you know, that and great things. And certainly 35th and Shields, whether it was the old Comiskey Park, the Palace, which I loved, or even when the upper deck was crumbling into the lower deck, I still liked it.
Everyone was fine.
Yeah. It had a good run.
It had a good run.
And then when they built the cell, it took them a couple of years to figure out how to get that thing right, but they did. I think they made that a really, you know, for a stadium of that sort of middle Generation two stadiums. Now the new generation three stadiums are amazing. But
it was built at an awkward time for stadiums.
Yeah, it was between the old way of building stadiums.
It was
an awkward stage
like when you're in middle school and nobody really looks all complete together.
Right, exactly. Awkward stage. So, but they fixed a lot of it, and I think it's a great fan experience.
It is.
But I got to tell you, here's what I'd like to have done.
Okay.
If I could just, the guaranteed rate guys are Chicago guys, but Wintrust is also Chicago Bank. Right, it's probably now becoming one of the largest Chicago banks.
Sponsoring a lot of community
lot of
events,
stuff. Tons of stuff.
Really getting involved in that front too.
Yeah.
You love to see that.
Ed Wehmer, the guy who runs that, is a Chicagoan of the first order. I would like them to buy out
all of
guaranteed
the rights.
and maybe do something with the. And not the whole company, but just to buy the naming rights to the cell. And then they could change the thing where they could put guaranteed rate up on the marquee and then Wintrust, be the Wintrust Stadium. Well, that's an easier thing to say and to connect with.
But I thought the naming rights deal was like, what, 7 years, 10 years? It's not going away.
Well, U.S. Cellular Field was...
That was tough, too.
2000. We found a way around it with the cell, but this one, everybody's still working on
the G-Spy.
I can roll with that.
I'm rolling with the G spot. Quite
it.
Honestly, I'm good with the G spot.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
I can find it. All right, let's talk about the food. What happened out there?
Some very good things are happening in the food world at the Rate or the G spot, whatever you're calling it. My personal favorite today, the heater. Yeah, so I was reading the menu and I saw this thing and I'm like, I got to try this. Fortunately, this was one of the things we sampled. It's a Johnsonville jalapeno cheddar sausage served on a bun topped with house-made spicy coleslaw and a sriracha mayo drizzle. It was phenomenal. some high quality encased meat right there. Violetta, what did you have again?
I had the walk-off.
You get
if
it?
You get it.
You guys get it?
It's W-O-K. The walk-off. It's
walk-off.
Asian.
Cute
yeah.
name.
It's egg lo mein noodles, fresh vegetables, grilled chicken. You can also do it, though, vegetarian. It was really tasty.
It was really good. And they had some Southside mini donuts. They're just donuts tossed in cinnamon and sugar.
Wow.
The real star today, though.
Now wait a second. Now I want to stop yes. about that.
The donuts.
Yeah,
now, I love the mini donuts.
So mini donuts is like a separate stand for that, or is it? Is it part of one?
Sections 110, 15, and 531. So yeah, they come in like
they're
a
cars.
Little bag, you know, and they just drop a couple donuts in a little
sugar cinnamony bag.
Yeah.
All right. Are they warm when you get them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Warm and soft.
Of course, when it's 90 Delicious. Degrees
Circular.
Out there, you're like, I don't want it warm anymore.
Right.
But, okay.
Okay, so then the real star today, in my opinion, Violetta, I can hear years after, but was this thing called the Choco Kebab. It's a one-of-a-kind. We were told it's the first in the country, right, Violetta?
Yeah, that machine, particularly for chocolate, it looks like a gyro machine.
A
or
gyro machine. You know how gyro meat, it's like a big cylinder tube of meat, and the guy kind of carves off the side of it? They have that now, but it's just a big tube of chocolate.
And it's hazelnut
brilliant.
Chocolate from Italy.
Imported from Italy. And what they do is they shave off little pieces of chocolate, and then what they do with that chocolate is they stuff it into a crepe. And you could put fruit in there and whipped cream.
Wow. What the hell? At a baseball game?
So this is in the club level seating right now. It's not you can't just walk around the concourse and get it. They have it at the Guaranteed Rate Club, which is new, the Diamond Suites club level, and their scout seats behind home plate. So right now you're going to have to get the private expensive stuff if you want to try the Choco Kebab.
But I think that's what everyone's going to want to try.
It was awesome. It
looks interesting.
Those club level, it's the other thing they did out there.
Yep.
You got to give them credit. They took this entire area that kind of goes between the bases, first and third base, right in the center there, and they made it into this club. Great seats, great dining experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's especially a day game. You want to go out. It's a great like brunch that they've got there.
Mm-hmm.
It is, when you stop and you go to sporting events. And I've been to a lot of them in a lot of different places around the country and around the world. I've rarely found a fan seating and eating and bathroom experience.
Yeah.
Because it's very important.
Bathroom experience.
And all their clubs.
They have at that club.
Yeah, and all the clubs throughout the stadium, though, are spacious. I've been at some other ones at stadiums. They're kind of tight, especially at Wrigley. But these are spacious. You have your own bathroom, and the food's great. Now, one of the things we also experienced, and I think this is kind of a hidden gem, at Guaranteed Rate Field. It used to be called the Bullpen Bar, which is down the first base line. And if you look closely, there's a wired fence, and you can see people sitting behind the fence sometimes. And it's right next to the bullpen, the away team's bullpen. Behind that, underneath the bleachers, there's a huge bar under there. And I don't think a lot of people realize
that. I didn't know
that.
About it. It's awesome.
It's sort of a hidden gem, and they've kind of upped it a little bit.
So you're in the right field. You're behind the right fielder.
Behind the right fielder, underneath those bleachers.
And you're looking back toward home plate.
Correct.
You're not down the first base line. You're across. You're in the outfield looking on the first base side, on the right field side. You're down looking back at the stadium.
Correct.
That whole area out there is great, you know, because you got the speed pitching. You got all this other stuff out there. It's great. They got the shower.
Shower?
Yeah.
That
was a big
center
deal.
Field, but they had that even at
talking about the whole outfield, the whole bleacher section.
Yeah. A lot of cool stuff.
It's a great experience, especially for kids.
Yes. And so this was cool. What they did was they call it the Craft Cave now.
Oh, the craft beer area.
There's all sorts. I mean, we probably saw, 50, 60, maybe even more beer selections.
And you can have a ticket anywhere and go down there,
correct.
Right?
And a lot of people don't know that. You can just walk down to that side of the stadium, make your way down to the lower level, and anybody can go in there. It's a huge bar, and they have TVs.
And then there's a patio.
There's a patio, and you can see through.
Right.
I just think that's an underrated part of Guaranteed Rate Field.
I'm looking at the menu. I think you posted it, Kev, on Twitter. Craft Cave. They've looks like they've got stouts, pale ales, India pales,
and
lagers. Oh my gosh!
And I think there was 6 or 7 different new burgers there. So I think they're trying to appeal to more fans to head that way. But
it's
I would recommend
idea.
Heading over there this
it is
season.
A good idea.
And they got that. And I like that place across the parking lot too, across the little bridgeway.
Yeah, it's a Sox Club and Bar now with Bacardi Club for a while.
Right.
It's a good spot to hang out before games.
So Sox didn't sell that again? They did. Just the socks?
Yeah, it's still just. I think
I gotta go over there and start selling for them.
I think it's White Sox Club.
I have to make these deals. I'm like Trump.
Somebody's got to.
I gotta make a deal. I mean, the Wintrust should have had the naming rights to the stadium, and that should have been. And they should have that as a. That should be a major liquor sponsor right there.
I agree with you. I'm sure they're working on that.
But I got to get over there.
So overall, that was a new thing that we also did, the liquor. Modelo is now the official import beer for
news.
The
Oh, that's
Chicago
great.
White
oh,
Sox.
Modelo.
And they're opening up a bar.
There's a bar out in left field. You know the big Xfinity play area that's up in the left field concourse? Underneath that, in that area, it's a big Modelo bar. Now, Modelo is now the official beer of Guaranteed Rate.
That's not bad. I like that.
The beer selection is
on point.
Second to none.
Phenomenal.
Bell's Brewing out of Michigan. Will be featured there. Pretty much every beer you could want is at Guaranteed Rate.
I like the fact that it's Modelo because that's become the official beer of the Roe Contra with Anna DeVlantis because that's all we drank
in Mexico.
Because that was what they were. And it was so like, good. They were, you know, you go, and Modelo, quite honestly, is a great Mexican beer.
It is.
It's a really solid beer. And that was all they had on tap there. And you're like, that's like having Heineken only on tap or like having,
great.
You know, Stella Artois only on tap. You're like, okay, okay, I'll take Modelo.
We were told today. That it's the fastest growing beer in the world right now.
I don't doubt it because it's really good.
I don't even love beer, and I really liked Modelo.
And Modelo Negro, the dark beer, is awesome.
Have to try that.
If you like dark beers, and that's a little bit of an acquired taste, but it's really good. It's so very good.
A lot of fun stuff. We should plug real quick. In very shortly, the video Violetta and I made will be at WGenRadio.com, so you can see all the highlights.
I know. I do want to say this. We're getting people going, hey, Wintrust already named the new DePaul Stadium. Doesn't mean they can't have two.
It's true.
No. The more the merrier.
You could go, how about this? Wintrust East. For that stadium, it's an indoor stadium, and Wintrust West for the
why not
for the cell for the thing the rate the great the G spot
the G spot
Violetta Biomedics got the WGN Traffic Travel Spots.